Lillian Ogazi, and this is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. It is a new dawn at the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation as the company has unveiled a new era, changing its name to Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited. Presented as the largest corporate entity in Africa, the NNPCL will replace Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation and, according to them, will function to serve Nigerians better, as every Nigerian will have a stake in it. Will this new development see an improvement in the prices of petroleum products and more availability? Well, our energy editor Simon Echefwon tells us more.
We'll have to start with the Petroleum Industry Act 2021. It states that the NNPC has to be transformed to a company that operates like any other private sector company under the Company Allied Matters Act. And this is what gives birth to what we see today as the new NNPC. So basically what has happened July 19th, 2022 is that the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, as it used to be, has transited to the Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited, registered with the Corporate Affairs Commission. It now ceases to be a corporation, as it is a public agency, and now becomes, you know, runs more like a private sector company. Now, this is what it is.
Okay, so were you able to speak to any of the top officials in regarding to this new unveiling?
Yes, shortly after the unveiling, the group's chief executive officer of the new NNPC Limited, Mele Kyari, you know, made some salient points about how this company will operate going forward. Let's take a listen.
You now have a smarter, more responsive, and much more accountable company that must act within the premises of all the regulations that are in country for private companies. And more than anything, it must also meet the standards of best practice in every industry in terms of governance, in terms of making sure that all regulations are complied with. And beyond this, eyes on the ball, that your shareholders are expecting you to deliver value to them. That value will translate in two forms. One is that they must see dividends. And the second part of it is that you must deliver them energy in this country. And that's what your shareholders are looking for. And this company is now in a position to do both of them, because it is now a nimble company, a company that can act quickly, can borrow money quickly, can return people's money quickly, can also make decisions very, very quickly. We are convinced that by the mid of next year, this company will be IPO ready. IPO ready means that you have system, processes, line of sight on profitability, and not only that, it's a company that is accountable to its shareholders and its stakeholders. Okay, there's no company that has the level of assets that we have.
Subsidy is not NNPC's burden. Yeah, the subsidy is a decision of the state. And in every jurisdiction, anywhere in the world, and our countries see them differently. In some countries, they put taxation on petroleum on top of the market price of this product. Yes. In either case, whichever way the decision and the policy of the state decide, the NNPC is there in the space to provide the product to the state at commercial value. And of course, it was also our duty to deliver to the customer at the price that the state wants. So it's no longer an NNPC. You know, the NNPC will have no issue with this. NNPC will be happy to supply, because we will now see the state as our customer.
Okay, so according to what we just listened to now, he has made it clear that being a company now is not going to affect the prices of petrol. But now we saw a recent development as well that dropped, saying that there a new price, an increment in pump price has been approved now. Now, what is your take on all of this?
You see, what has really happened today is exactly the question, because we asked him a similar question about remittances. And he said that was, you know, he's talking about everything starting from today.
Okay.
So definitely the petrol price that has gone up was approved, I think, Monday or at the weekend, because at the weekend, the regulator of the petroleum industry, Nigerian Midstream, Downstream Petroleum Regulatory, and others met with petroleum marketers to sort out some issues. And I believe from the memos that the marketers were issuing, I believe it emanated from that meeting. And the memo categorically stated that the implementation takes effect today. From information available to us from the marketers, because we've been trying to get the NMDPRA to make confirmation of this, and for now they have yet to respond to us. But from what we have, this is the first time we are going to be seeing a variegated price template for petrol retail price. Abuja and Lagos have separate prices, different from what the regional, you know, the regions have. Lagos petrol is supposed to sell at 169 naira per liter. you know, rising from 165 naira officially. That's a 4 naira increase. Mm-hmm. In Abuja, it's up to 174 naira. That's almost like 9 naira increase from the normal 165 naira official price that we know. Then coming to the regions, there are different price lists. The Southwest, which comprises that with the exception of Lagos, has about 179 naira per litre, you know, rising from 165. The same thing, 179 naira applies to the Southeast. It applies to, I think, yeah, the North Central too is supposed to sell for 179 naira. And then the South-South, 179 naira. So these four regions have a price band of 179 naira per liter. Now, coming to the Northwest, which is a bit further into the hinterland, you know, because all these prices are hinged on how far the retail point is from the coastal area where this petrol is imported into. So the Northwest, which is Kano and others, I think their prices is around 184 or 185 naira thereabouts. But the highest increment is in the Northeast, and you know the distance with the Northeast is at 189 naira. So
what you've seen and sources you've gotten now, because we realized that even before the increment happened, most filling stations were already selling that this price they are giving now, that is the increment. So is there a chance that these other filling stations are going to drop their prices to the standard price, or they will keep selling at the price they are selling?
You see, that was the essence of the meeting they had.
Mm.
I remember the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria, the Abuja and Suleja chapter, even issued a one-week strike stating that they can no longer meet up the administrative cost and they needed to increase their rates. And then others said the same thing too. And they said the 165 was no longer, you know, sustainable for them. And unanimously, they moved to, you know, raise their price to 185.
Is there a tendency that, from what you've observed, is there a tendency that this is going to bring more inflow of petrol to Abuja and cities like Abuja and Lagos that have been experiencing queues from time to time?
If you see the scenario, like you rightly observed, from last week at 185, more fuel stations are beginning to have stock.
Stock, yes.
Yes, and most of the fuel stations don't have queue anymore.
Yes.
So if it happens at that 185, definitely, because all they were looking for was a little increase that could take care of their profit,
their profit margin.
And then Nigerians, rather, for some of those cross-section of motorists, drivers that we interviewed, they feel like rather than staying whole day on queues at the fuel station,
The higher price. But now that they've dropped it back to 174, is it, we might most likely see queues again.
Yes, I think it was with their agreement, so I don't think there should be queue, because it was with the agreement. Of the marketers. But basically, there is a problem which has remained unsolved, and that's a global crisis.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is being caused by diesel issue. You know, the supply of diesel is waning, and Nigeria's case is worsened by, you know, the forex scarcity. Government does not regulate the import of diesel. It checks the you know, certifies the quality and everybody. In terms of the pricing, it is not part of that.
Okay.
And this is where the problem is. So if the prices of diesel continue to rise beyond the 850 or whatever we are seeing now, this same problem will continue. I don't see any respite.
That was Simon Echefwon, Daily Trust Energy Editor, speaking. How do Nigerians feel about this recent development? We will find out right after the break. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at how Nigerians feel about the hike in pump prices as compared to its availability. Before we went on break, our colleague Simon Echefwon gave us a detailed insight into why the recent hike in pump price exists and the contrary position taken by the new NNPC. With the new price hike, are Nigerians, especially in cities like Abuja and Lagos, willing to buy fuel at this price, provided it is available? Our colleague Chidubem Ethel goes on the streets of Abuja to find out.
My name is Mr. Kelvin. Though the question supposed to be straight yes or no, but at least I have to add one or two things. So number one, no. I am not happy for the increment.
Okay.
But reason for now, since we've been experiencing this fuel scarcity, so it's giving us a hectic distance for us to get. Before you get fuel, we discover that most of our cars, they have scratched our car from back and from the front because we are trying to drag. At times we spend 4-5 hours looking for fuel. So the 20 naira added from 165 to 185, I think it's better.
Okay.
It's more preferable than to set than that previous problem we are passing through to get fuel. For now, they just added 20 naira. As for me, that 20 naira is not much to compare with the suffering we are suffering to get fuel.
My name is Ibu. There's nobody that is satisfied with increasing fuel. There's anybody that is satisfied with increasing fuel. That means the person is working for government because, you know, it's nobody. I don't think there's anybody that's, I'm not satisfied with it.
Do you prefer the price to be around 165 and you will stay in queue for a very long time to get the fuel? Or you prefer the 185?
185 because there's no queue.
Yeah.
It's faster, but then, you know, it's time is everything. 165. If it was at 165, I know many people will still complain, although it's at a lower price. But because of the time, the queue and everything, but it's at 185 and there's no queue, and I think everybody's even, no, I won't say they are happier, but then at if it's 185 that is going to remove, that is going to stop the whole queue, then 185 it is.
I don't think anyone in the country is. But of course, this is Nigeria. You don't expect anything less. I'm not like surprised, but it's Nigeria. Going by the timing, I think this is the worst time for the increase. Although, well, you could say that it's if increasing it means availability. Well, okay. But looking at the way the economy is, I think for the average common man, it comes at a very bad timing. But here's Nigeria. We don't expect, we've seen worse, so we can only survive. That's what I have to say. For me, if availability means more cost, it's fine, because I hate queues personally.
My name is John from Gariki.
From my perspective, I feel like it's a situation that the government has no choice but to increase the cost of selling fuel. Because we know how much diesel is now, and they use diesel to pump, power the pumps to sell the fuel to us. So if it, for example, now I have a company, so I know what it's meant to run a business. If a business is making loss, then what's the point of keeping the filling station open?
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, I understand why they had to increase the price. But what I don't like is the fact that they took several months to do what they need to do. If you were still going to increase the price, why make Nigerians go through all this queue and all this stress? You should have just increased it from the get-go. Let's know, okay, fine, this is what we're going to be dealing with and we'll have fail. Rather than making people queue unnecessarily for 3 months, 4 months, and then you still go ahead and increase the price. What was now the point of Nigerians queuing and suffering? What is now the essence of it? What are we queuing for? You understand? I felt maybe they were negotiating on our behalf, trying to get the price to remain where it is. But it seems like they just made it seem like they were trying and then they just increased the price either way. So you can look at it as divine punishment, you know.
Those are some Nigerians speaking. Well, with all that is playing out, we wait and watch. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can even listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.